Rav Asher Levitz spent Rashi a lot of time. So we have to can't say what the Rebbe said. We have to must say other what the Rebbe said and Rashi. See, I came to Israel just to see Rav Asher Levitz. So that was a double nerve, just to see him. Just to see him speak and everything, that was a big, everything was something marvel. So he says, Rashi. So he says Rashi says, I read Rashi. Rashi Hamishi Bamidbar. Says, Pekod Ben Levi, called Zachar Ben Chodesh. We count Ben Shan Levi from Ben Chodesh. Why? Because, says Rashi, because Yocheved was counted in the minion of 70. In Mitzrayim, Mela, we count the all Levi from Chodesh. Says Rashi, Al Pi Hashem, Amar Moshe, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hechai Nichnas Toch Olayim Otas Minkan Yonkeim. Moshe said to Hashem, how can I count them? I must count them. That they told me, I have to count them. Counting, where's the counting? I can't go to the oil, count them. So Chaim Shleot said, what happened? Hashem said, Pekod, you count, you have to go in. Said Moshe, no, Hashem won't do negative derech eretz. For sure. He went to the Nechert, so he's asking Hashem, what's the pshat? Hashem said, Echinami, Avar, Nechert, not saying Nechert, not saying that. Amalek HaShbarachu, this is the sort of life. Aseh Atah Sholcha, Nioseh Sheli. This is the sort of life, all of life. All Torah mitzvahs is totally in this Rashi, Ephraim would say. You do what you can, Hashem will do the rest. Hear this unbelievably so. You do what you can, whatever you can, do what you can. Do what you can, whatever you can. You have to do what you can. Hashem will help you. Okay, Hashem sends Setesh Mei. Person does what he can in mitzvahs and whatever he can in Torah mitzvahs. Hashem will help you. Person says, I can't. Say to people, people come to Eretz Israel. They have to live here. You have to find a job for your wife and live and pay rent or buy a dira, big, unbelievable. If you can, there'll be nice golden oid to buy a dira here. Say, I can't. I have no money. I came. I'm having got any rich, spare, not rich parents, regular person. But I want to live here. I want to live in Israel. How? I'll try my best. I'll learn. I'll dive in well. Kara Shachos, Mechem Mariv, B'mitzvah, Hashem will help me. Whatever you can. I say, I touch Lecha, Ani Eseshali. This is the Yisra. So I'm a Shrach and Echinami. I didn't mean to count. You can't count. You can't go into oil. Kolach Moshe, Amma Pesach Oyo. Abraham said, stay in his house. No, nothing. You have to do what you can. Say to Shalcha, go to the oil. Go to the door of the oil. Every oil in Klal Yisrael. Go to the door. Hashem will say, okay, I can. I'll tell you, come Shechina, how much in the oil. So Nura, Abraham was very, very Rashi. He said Rashi a lot of times. Rashi, this Rashi is favorite, one of the favorite Rashis. I said to Shalcha, Ani Eseh Sheli. See, Rav Chaim would say, the Gemara Baba Kama Hakoines. He said, the Gemara says that if the dogs are laughing, then Elio can come to the city. But dogs are crying, not Moses comes to the city. That says Hakoines. Rav Chaim said, they know, the Kelev knows, and I don't know. Why? What matter? Because the Kelev can't know himself. Hashem tells him, I can know myself. Hashem won't tell me. Work on it. Work yourself. You don't have to have me. Yeah, I mean, see, to get Elio, he says, that's kind of, you don't have to have me. You get it on your own. So this is the biggest soul of all of life. Now, I want to say something in Rus. See, Rus is a big Rabbi Elio Baruch. I came to Mir. Pitom, I got to know Rabbi Baruch Finkel, big thing here, big thing. I got to know him. I learned him a lot. So he has a lot of chidushim. So he one chidush he has in Megillas Rus. A lot in Rus, but one thing in Rus. Then in fact, based on Rus, so Rus came to the field to get like it. And she met Boaz. So Boaz gave her a whole drasha. But Boaz said, I hold the view, your chashiv, Don't go anywhere else. Just stay in this field. And if you're thirsty, drink water with everyone else. Drink water. Don't worry. Be at home. Rabbi is telling Rus, be at home. Now says Rus, here's pasuk yud. A people al panera, we're talking about love. Madua matasichem beinacha lakirani anochi nachria. Says the pasuk. What does that mean? Nachria. Says targum. It could be tag. You understand? Rabbi Baruch was very very mishtasher with this targum. This targum says, I'm moavir. Moavir is also to go bekal Hashem. I can't marry. What are you doing me chesed for? This says the Targum. Says Boaz, Vayan Boaz, Vayom Melo, who gave, who got thee? Kosher Asisa in as Hamad. I heard whatever you did to your mother-in-law, everything. So says who got, what's the trade? Who got the Rabbi Lashon, who got, says the Targum. I have Masura, the Moavia Muteris. You think Moavia is Asur, not true. Moavia is Asur. Mavia Muteris, I have no Masura. Till now they didn't know that Masura. Now no Masura, Mavia Muteris. Smela, so that was a big Kiddush. Boaz, Ruth thought, Usher. So now here the Kiddush. Ruth thought, I'm Usher, Bakal. I can't marry Bakal. Ruth came to Eretz Israel, I'm not asked not to marry. You can't marry a regular person because she's a Mavia. But she did it. She came to Eretz Israel. Maybe Orpah went back off that because Orpah knows she's Ma'avia, Sarachim. But Ruth said, I'm going. I know I must help Mami. She's alone. I'm going to help her become a Gyorist. I know that's the right thing. I'm doing it. But marrying, I don't know why I marry. No one knows. I must recall. Said, Boaz, no, you're more to recall. And this is also one of the conditions. Maybe we could say together, Seta Shalcha, Nesha Shali. I must go to Israel. I must help Nami. Nami's alone. I have to help her. I can't leave her. How will I marry? Hashem will help me. I'm doing what I should do, and the rest Hashem will do. Maybe this together. Also, there's another Chiddush. The Midrash Rabbah says that Ruth wasn't able to have children. She married Nachum many years, no children. She wasn't able to. How did she get children? Says the Midrash. Rabbi Yochanan says the Midrash Rabbah that she got. Ruth got a bracha from a zaken, with zaken, Boaz. When Ruth went to Boaz, Parag Gimel, they said all the days, scary. So Boaz said, Brucha al Hashem. Those words, three words. Brucha al Hashem. Brucha al Hashem. Says, Rabbi Yochanan, get koach for children. So I give you a bracha. It says, Brucha al Hashem. That's all. A bracha. Bracha. From a tzaddik, God, Bado, Boaz, children. That says, Rabbi Yochanan. And who are then Boaz? Boaz was 80 years old, no children, so the Midrash. So when Nami said, Baruch Hu Hashem, so when Perek Beis, Ruth told Nami what happened, she said, Baruch Hu Hashem, says Nami, Baruch Hu Hashem. Hashem, oh, that gives Boaz the Koach to have children. And he had Ovad, with Ruth and Nami, Ruth and Boaz, Ovad, David and Melch Yisrael. So we see David Neira. She's going to Eretz Israel. She can't have children. She knows she can't have children. She lived in Machlon many years, no children. And Boaz, no children. But Boaz had no children. So she says, I'm doing what I pick leket. I pick leket. I'm helping Nami. She's starving, picking leket. And that's youth. Elishacha. And he says, I'll send you Boaz. You'll meet Boaz at the field. But we'll say, Bruch al Hashem. Oh, no, that's later. Perkimu, Bruch al Hashem. Then there's children. Ovad. So in Mavo. This is the Yisod. I say you do yours. I say Zeta Shulcha.
That Ruth became a Gyorist, he sort of only. She had difficulty only, she had poverty. And who are then us? We can't get Torah without his sort of only, says the Mishnah Berurah. Tough tidy. So what it doesn't, I think, doesn't mean that only poverty or Yisurin Chalila, you're sick. No, it means difficulty. You won't get anything without difficulty. Getting a sugya well, again and again and again. You have kasha, teritzim, everything. Ask, be varied. Know it. To get anything in Torah, Shabbos, or Pesachim, or Matziah is Yisurim. To get clear what the Gemara says, what the Sugya say. Even Mishtibura, what the Mishtibura says, clear what it says. That's not clear. You have to work over it. Ask questions, and ask Haverim, ask Yerubayim, can't to get anything clear, it's marvel. See, we have big Rabbi, Rabbi Lachaim Kamil, Rabbi Noira. He's our Rabbi. He's Rabbi Rav Tzvi, Rabbi Rav Eli Brockfinkel. He's Rabbi of the Mir, Rabbi of Mir. And this Rabbi was as the Yod was very Shvach Kishvin. It wasn't not lightning, not like the Nochem lightning, Hatchaim lightning. No, not lightning at all. No lightning here. Everything was done with Amo, again and again and again, many times, every Gemara. When he was a boy, he was very Shvach Kishvin. He wasn't able to learn well, and he was crying all the time. That's what we heard. See, it says in Mishnah in Ovis, HaMikayim Torah Mi'oni, Sofer Kayim Mi'osha. That's happened by Mechayim Kamil. The Osha, he became an Osher in Das, in Lomdis, in Havana, Mordega Gwadol Vatora. He said, Shur Kolin Tiflach. If I came all the places, he said, schmoozing. He has firm, many firm out and learning Torah, Avodah, Mitzvahs. So he had it come. I see. I'm kind of Torah only. Hashem helped him. Hashem helps him. See, Rabbi Rutenstein came to Israel, American boy. You know, not such a good background. He learned a little bit. Then he came to Israel. And he got a Rebbe, Rav Chaim Kamil. He raised him, Ara Shemayim. You do what you can. Come to Israel. Then we'll see. He says, okay, you do it yours. I'll give you a Rebbe, Rav Chaim Kamil. He raised him, Ara Shemayim. Also Rav Leibach. He raised both in Ara Shemayim. So this is Kim. So this is the crowd. You people think they can't learn, it's hard to learn. No Masechta, no Sugya, no Halacha, everything. Wherever you can. See, I heard a new story. Maybe I'll tell you a story that they said that Rav Kaudetsky, the son-in-law of Chaim Shlita, said a shmuz in Sanjaya Mechavit. I was near, but I heard what he said a story. It's a story of Pachad, a little Pachad, but okay, when he said it. So I heard from an aid, MP8. That's our sugya. It's MP8. It's good. So aid, MP8. So MP8 said it's the following story. From Rav Kaldesky, the son of Rav Chaim. Years ago, a chassan was going to marry a kala, good boy, good girl. Everything was set. A few days before the chassan, the kala called the chassan and said, I'm very, very sorry. I just heard now something happened to me, and I can't have children. I didn't know it before. Just now I found out something happened. That I can't have children. I'm very sorry. I know it's not good for you to marry you. I'm very sorry. We'll call off the wedding. This is what Kala told the chassan. So the chassan, no. We're not going to the wedding. Don't tell anybody, and we're going to marry. So, wow, very nice. The chassan, Kala's very happy. Marrying a good boy, she can't have children, okay. He's masculine, okay, very nice, he's masculine. So now she's, because if she had to call off, there would be a big busha, call off the wedding. Why? Everyone would know, can have children, there would be a big busha. At some point now he says, no, we'll marry, don't tell anybody. So then they went to the mosdos of children after they married, they checked them, no chance. No marrying, no chance. Adapt. Because there's no chance to have children, she can have children, adopt children. So then the Avrech went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He told the whole story. The claim, Rav Chaim told the Avrech, Mr. Mazel, this is Rav Kaldratsky said over. You're only my bracha. You married Mr. Israel, no children. You didn't make a busha. Hashem will bless you without me. I'm not saying anything. You don't need me, B'chlal. Hashem will bless you without me. See, so then five years passed. After that, married 5 years, and then the the Avrich met at a chasana somewhere, the doctor that he had spoken to 5 years ago, and the Avrich had with him five small children. The doctor said, wow, you adopted five children in 5 years? He said, no, they're all my children. They're all mine. I have five children, b'nei skadol, because Rav Chaim said, you don't need my bracha. Hashem will bench you. You didn't make a bush in Bash Yisrael. Hashem will bench you. He was nice and nerve. It's mostly again, I say it to Shalcha. You do what you have to do. You marry. I'm curious to Chiddush. Chassin was a big Baal Darga. I'm marrying. How are children? We'll see. Rav Chaim said, you didn't make a bush in Bash Yisrael. You don't need my bracha. And five children. Okay, Hashem should help us learn, do the Yisod. Faith of Shalcha. You do. Mitzvah Mitzvah, Hashem will do what he has to do. Hashem will help you in every Indian you want. Hashem should give us Satish Maya. We should have Parnasa and learning Torah. No mitzvahs. But Sacht Elam, Sicha Mitzvahs. We should have Satish Maya. We should all have all these issues.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You have a good Shabbos. You have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Could I call Rabbi for 2 minutes?
Yeah. Call. Bye.